Hi, I'm Steve.
How's it? I'm Sam.
And welcome to the Business MBS Podcast.
Hey guys, and welcome to the first episode of the Business MBS Podcast. For the first episode, we thought it would be great for you guys to get to know us a bit better. So Simon, tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Sheesh, need to definitely go back into the archives and bring back some good memories. But yeah, my career path has definitely not been anything traditional. I think I've broken pretty much every law in the business book and pretty much everything that was ever written. I decided that at the start of my, if you can call it, professional and adult career, that I jump off to university and pursue a career in biokinetics. But little did I realize that I was with stupidly clever people. And unfortunately in varsity, 50% just doesn't cut it, even though all your mates have a good laugh, when you tell them 50% is a pass, 49% you didn't work hard enough, and 51% you worked super hard. Unfortunately in biokinetics, that's not really the case. After a couple of months of being at varsity, just had a very serious sit down with the parents, which, as any growing up adult, it's one of the most daunting conversations that you'd ever have. And just saying, look, this is obviously not something that I really foresee myself doing. Career-wise, success-wise, it just, didn't really pan out and have the trajectory that that I planned. So after many discussions, we kind of decided that I'll drop out of varsity and then, go do a couple of courses in project management. Fortunate enough, back at University of Pretoria. And shortly after that, I actually managed to, get through all my courses and then eventually cart myself all the way down to KZN, where I worked on a couple of projects with mines down there. Did project management for a company where we handled all their security systems. And then from there, kind of got the opportunity to do something on the side with data capturing. Again, a complete 180. Managed to pay for a couple of friends' holidays overseas, which was really great. And I think that's really when I started diving into business. And again, kind of took a 180 where I realized project management wasn't really where my heart was. I very fortunately got an opportunity back in Joburg. So close to the family, close to the friends. And moved into the medical industry, again defying all logics and all business books again, and that was a really great journey, meeting a lot of great people, learning a lot of lessons, and truly finding myself. And that was in a sales position, which was really, really great. And to today, again doing a complete 180, moved into the software field, and as of today handling software.
Awesome, thanks Sam, thanks for sharing with us. Guys, I'd just like to give you a little bit of a background about myself. I think my background's a little bit, completely opposite to Simon. I went to varsity also straight out of school, studied a BCom in marketing. As Simon said, the grades weren't as good as they should be, so BCom marketing should take you 3 years, it took Steve 4 years, but nonetheless, I managed to pass, and also one of the first people in my family to get a degree, which was amazing and a good accomplishment for me. But woohoo. With the fourth year, I only had one subject to complete in each semester, so I decided to get some work experience. I also started in a sales and marketing role at a friend's family-run business, and then from there, I managed to make my way into an agency. It was an events company. I only managed to last there 8 months, and then I found my way into digital marketing. I joined an agency in Bedford View, where I started at the bottom, literally doing community management and social media management for some of the biggest brands in the country. And then I found my passion for ads, and then I got my certifications in Google Ads and all that sort of jazz. And then I was headhunted by an agency as well to look after the Absa South Africa search account. So then I moved there, and then as it goes with big agencies, unfortunately we went through retrenchments, and then I found myself at a small agency, where I just headed up the media team. Obviously started small and then managed to head up the media team and become the paid media lead, as they call it. And then last year, September, I decided to give this own business, to start my own business, an own marketing agency, Business The Bash. And then you guys must probably asking yourselves, why did Stephen and Simon decide to do this podcast and what value does it add to you? Well, during the lockdown, as most of you will know, but if you don't know, we'll tell you now, Simon and I are best mates, but we thought bringing you the Business and Beers podcast, but bringing the raw into business. We've both had our difficulties during this time, obviously Simon being in a sales position, and he'll give us a little bit of background on that and how difficult it's been now not closing sales, and then me from running your own business and only being 4 months old to be hit with the first lockdown and clients coming to ask for reductions in retainers and that sort of jazz. But that's why Simon and I thought a podcast would be good. We're going to try every single episode to bring you a business owner. It won't necessarily be the biggest and best business, but it will be a family-run business that's struggling during the COVID-19 pandemic or any normal business issue, if we can call it that. So Simon, in today's episode, if you had to give us one tip that you've learned from the COVID-19 pandemic in your current role, what would you say?
Jeez, yeah, that's actually a really tough question, but I think a really, really good question. And I think you can actually split it out to multiple lessons. I think one of the biggest things that we've learned is uncertainty will always come. You know, it might be in the shape of a pandemic, it might be in the shape of your customers not having budgets. You know, uncertainty for me is really showing that it can take any shape and form. And I think the biggest thing is that this pandemic's kind of highlighted that. As you were saying, just being in a sales role, I think a lot of companies are really struggling at the moment because, you know, how do you add value to customers that are on the brink of shutting their door? You know, business owners currently are facing, you know, do I pay my employees or do I buy new products or services? But I think it's actually been really refreshing because you actually refine your sales process. You look at different ways of adding values to customers. And I think the other biggest thing that it's really taught us is that the traditional way of doing things just won't cut it anymore. And what we're starting to see is a lot of companies that were stuck in a traditional way of selling or traditional way of doing business, just, you know, not cutting it. And it's the guys that are coming out with unique approaches, unique products, different way of doing things, which are really capitalizing. And you know, a lot of the time we hear this, think out of the box, do things differently. And you know, it might be super cliche, but I think what a pandemic teaches you is you really have to think outside of the box, because you know, a big thing for us is one of the ways we would typically get leads or reach out to people is cold calling. But now, how do you cold call a company when everyone's at home and the company won't disclose cell phone numbers? So now, you know, it's looking at completely unique ways of jumping onto platforms like LinkedIn, looking at completely different ways of traditionally doing business and trying to capitalize, you know, on those opportunities. So, yeah, I think it hasn't specifically been one lesson, but I think it's been, although it's been dark, it's been very refreshing to, you know, take a step back and say, well, cool guys, how do we do things completely differently and, you know, uniquely? And I think that's typically from like our sales process, but I think you know, we're still very fortunate that we've got contracts and stuff which can see us through, and we've obviously got a bigger team. But I think, you know, then the question's then posed onto you as a business owner. You know, what would be the biggest thing that you as a business owner have learned? Has learned during this pandemic and the lockdown.
Thanks, Simon. I think it's been difficult. I think the initial, I shared someone the other day when we thought the lockdown would only be 2 weeks long and we'd all enjoy working from home. You know, that is now how many months later, 4 or 5 months later. I think there's been multiple lessons, and the thing that I've realized with COVID-19, the lessons come fast. They come hard and fast. It's not this, you don't have time to think about it or process it. But I would say, if you just had to ask me one lesson, I would have to say cash is king, and cash flow in particular. I was fortunate just before the lockdown, just for you guys that don't know, I'm actually married to a financial planner. So this lesson comes from her. But that cash is king. Obviously, my business was doing well. I wanted to buy a new car. I thought, oh, this is the best. Let's buy a car. Let's take the money in the business and buy a car. But COVID has taught me not to do that, and rather to save that money and to have almost, we'd call it in personal terms, an emergency fund. But I think you need an emergency fund for your business. I think you need at least a year's worth of cash or expenses saved up in an investment account. I think that would be my lesson, because we don't know. You know, a lot of people are saying if we had to go into another hard lockdown now, businesses wouldn't survive. But I think if more and more businesses were diligent on saving their money and not spending their money like I wanted to on a new flashy car, I think a lot of businesses would be in a different place now. And I think just to add on that, I think it's always important to remember that money is the business's money. It's not Steve's money. It belongs to the business. I've built a business with suppliers and all of that, and that money belongs to the business. So try to keep that cash in the business and cash flow in the business.
Yeah, and I think just touching on that, I think a lot of small businesses, I mean, I've seen a couple of conversations online where a lot of people are actually slating businesses for closing, and on that point saying cash is king, because they're saying, well, if a business can't handle a lockdown of 3 or 4 months and they don't have cash reserves in there, you know, that's actually very poor financial management. But I think exactly that is, you know, if you're a very young business owner or it's your first time jumping into a business, you know, if you're earning a very small portion, and I think there's a lot of South Africans and even Africans and even spreading that across the globe, folks that are earning very, if you can call it like subpar minimum wage, you know, so let's use an example, a guy's earning 4,000 rand a month. He gets a great business idea and his salary all of a sudden shoots up to 40 grand. You know, again, coming from like a background where you've had nothing to now having everything, you know, how do you go into a business like that and say to a guy, okay, cool, like you still need to be earning 4 grand a month because tough times come. You know, I think it's unfortunately with the society that's getting created, is there's always nice things. You know, for me personally, you know, Steve and I are avid cyclists. I know if I could get a 60,000 rand bicycle and right now it didn't impact my bank account, flip, man, I'd be cycling out the shop with a brand new bicycle. But, you know, and I think that's again where this podcast is going, is kind of challenging people, challenging everyday people to actually not think about only today and tomorrow, but think about the future. Think about, you know, maybe this pandemic's not going to last another month. Maybe it's going to last 6 months. Right now, no one knows.
Yeah, definitely. And I think just, Simon, on that point, I remember chatting to my brother as a youngster. I think, as you know, especially, I think it's different if you've grown up with money, but there are people that haven't. But my one business tip would be for you, especially if your business is just starting, you're doing really well, and let's just say it's a one-man band. What I would suggest is then start paying 2 salaries a month. So let's just say you use the example of, okay, Simon's now earning 40,000, then pay Simon 2.0, which is your savings account, pay that 40,000 as well a month.
Yeah.
You know, and then at the end of the year, you have this astronomical amount because you, in theory, you're paying 2 salaries, but one of those salaries is your savings account.
Thanks so much, Steve. And I think that just echoes the biggest thing in these times is just on this whole savings piece. But yeah, thanks so much, man. And if you've made it this far, you know, we're really excited to keep sharing weekly updates and news, and I think just the general talk. But yeah, just a reminder, I mean, this podcast that we've created is for every business owner, every ordinary South African, African, international person, wherever you're listening to from the globe. And yeah, if you've got anything that you want us to chat about on our next podcast or, you know, in future podcasts, just drop us a message, hit a comment, whatever is easiest for you. And, you know, we'll source that specific person to chat about that, whether it be, you know, your business is on the brink of failing, you want to know how to succeed, you want to chat more about savings. Sheesh, even in South Africa, if you want to brew your own pineapple beer, we'll find the person to do that for you. So, yeah, thanks so much for listening.